Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Monday morning, 10 minutes after 5 the a.m. Okay, so we all watched the Packer game yesterday, and allow me to start the show off with being completely ignorant about sports is my typical way of my typical fashion. All right, so it looked to me as if the offense of the 49ers was simply outplaying the defense of the Packers. It wasn't a case that
at least the passing game. I mean, they had no answer for Colin Kaepernick and Anquan Boldin and Vernon Davis. So
now,
yeah,
mm-hmm. Boldin is a rookie?
No, he's a veteran.
First year with the 49ers, though.
Right. In fact, it's kind of ironic because he was a member of the Baltimore Ravens last year and helped the Ravens beat the 49ers in the Super Bowl.
Okay.
And the Ravens had no longer any use for his services. And so they cut him loose. 49ers signed him as a wide receiver, a free agent. And
why did the Ravens cut him loose? He looked pretty doggone sharp yesterday.
Yeah, they thought he might have been getting near the end of his run and had some younger guys and cheaper guys. And,
all right. You know, that makes
probably
sense.
Probably a money thing, most of all.
All right, and the hit on Kaepernick. The
out-of-bounds hit by Matthews?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You said that he should spend the rest of the day out? I saw your Facebook post. Didn't you say that it should have been an early day for him or something like that?
Yeah, you know, the Packer fans are treating this like true fans would. They're saying that they have no problem with the hit, that it was showing the Packers had a little
oomph.
A little, you know, attitude.
Well, I heard one of the commenters
that he launched himself before Kaepernick went out of bounds.
No.
No,
Kaepernick was out of bounds when he launched himself. The only thing that I saw, I heard somebody say, that's definitely unnecessary roughness. And my reaction was, I wouldn't say unnecessary.
Well, the thing is, you know, Matthews had said all week, for weeks, that they were going to go out of their way to hit Kaepernick as often as they possibly could.
Good.
So, you know.
I don't have a problem with that.
He's going to get fined.
You think so?
Oh, yeah, he will. Yeah, there's no question he's going to get fined.
How much do you think
he'll get? It's just a question of how much. Some people were suggesting 25 grand. We'll see.
Wow.
We'll see what the fine is. But
how about 20 bucks?
But I think a lot of his teammates and a lot of Packer fans say, you know, it's all right.
So. But, you know, I did notice that after the game, he went over to Kaepernick, patted him on the back, and said, way to go, skinny guy. You know, way to take a hit, big man.
Yeah, I mean, they really had no answer for his arm. Last year it was his legs, this year it was his arm, and Packers secondary had some problems covering guys. And
I will say this, I was nothing against the Packers, of course, but I was duly impressed with the passing combination between Kaepernick and Anquan, whatever his name is.
Anquan Boldin.
Yeah, I was duly impressed. I mean, there were times where the guy just jumped up and picked it out of the air. I thought, good night. That's a winning combination.
He's pretty good.
But here's the thing that bothers me about the 49ers. Back when Montana was running the 49ers, it was a class act.
Back in the day.
Back in my day.
Oh, you're going to talk about Coach Jim Harbaugh whining and complaining.
No. It's the attitude of the players. Kaepernick. I mean, you look, even the ball caps that they're wearing, they're all cocked off to one side. It's a little bit of the swag. All of a sudden, it's got this thug feel to it. It's not a class organization anymore. It's not...
I don't know. It's just the difference between today's athlete and the athletes of the past.
No, it's a difference between an attitude of appreciation and honor and an attitude of, look at me! Me! I'm the one! That's what it's all about. And I just find it... A little bit disturbing. The Packers are much classier organization.
The NFL has that going on much more, I think, than any sport, even the NBA. I think the NFL is more of has more guys that do the thump their chest over every little thing.
Oh, yeah.
Guys dancing over a tackle of 1 yard or whatever. Guys thumping their chest and
no
and,
argument.
And, you know,
I don't disagree with you at all. I noticed there was a distinct difference in attitude between the 49ers of old and the 49ers today. I'm not taking anything away from their physical prowess. These guys they did a great job, but there's this thug gang mentality that I don't like. I think they could do better. I think it would be more honorable. WSAU Wisconsin Morning News. Hey, the phone lines are open today if you want to be a part of the program. 715-845-2155.
Monday's here once more. Monday's here once more. My head is really sore. At work I will be bored. My boss won't leave me alone. Wish I could stay at home. Monday's here once more. Monday's here once more. Monday's here once more. Black coffee I will pour. I might have three or four. Rather pass a kidney stone than smell my boss's cologne. Monday's here once more.